everybody, and welcome to True Stories of Tinseltown. And thank you for listening. I'm having a lot of guests coming up. There's been a lot of postponements because of the summer holidays. You know, the summer in general, people go on vacation. But I am thrilled today to present you with, I think you are my third guest, Miss Alex Hunter. The lovely Alex Hunter. How are you, my dear?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you, Grace?
I'm just fine and dandy. I am.
Oh, whoopee-doo.
I whoopee-doo. I didn't have any caffeine today, which I'm in New York City.
Oh, you need some.
It's so silly. I'm in New York City. You know, anyone would deliver from next door, for God's sakes. But I'm like, I'll wait. I'll be fine. And then not even caffeinated tea, so. But I'm fine. I'm fine.
You're right. That's good for you.
I'm peppy and perky. So, yes, you're my third guest. My first guest, I remember, we talked about Mae West. Second guest was both our mutual friend, John, whom we adore.
Yes.
And John introduced me to Alexis and asked me if I wanted on a show. And she sent me her book. I fell in love with it. Want to tell us the name of your wonderful book?
The book is called Joy Lansing, A Body to Die for, A Love Story.
And it is an amazing book. She's got 5 stars up her wazoo, plus other places too. And we're going to get this book made into a movie. You just watch and see. Oh. We are. You know what? I love Tab Hunter. Rest in peace, Tab. He just died a few days ago. But he, Zachary Quinto, who was from American Horror Story, and also I believe he was in one of the, you know, series of Star Treks, he is putting together with a partner a movie about Tab Hunter and Anthony Perkins' love affair. And I think it's going to be great. You know, I think it's going to be a fabulous film. And that's what I just think. You know, that's going to be great, but they need the chick side of the flip side. You know?
I think that would be equitable, don't you?
I do.
They should.
And
definitely should.
You know, I have sent a couple books to people, one I knew a long time ago, and one I don't know, and I don't know if they get it or not, but hopefully, fingers crossed. And anyway, whoever, somebody's going to do it. But you've been interviewing Lady, big movie star.
I've been, things are starting to rock. It's really great. I've been doing radio shows, and I did a local TV show, which was really fun. I'm really getting into this. I love this.
She is becoming such a movie star. We became great friends after our interview because we just fell in love with each other.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
We had this just general instant hit it off. Even though she's in California, I'm in New York. But she's amazing. Anyway, she became Miss Movie Star. We stood like at least, we couldn't, we talk once a week. And at least we would message each other every day. And then after she starts going on to shows and Grace Schmace. Who is Grace?
I'm down the road, yeah.
Miss Movie Star forgets me.
Yeah, right.
I didn't think you loved me anymore. No, I knew you.
Oh, I do. Absolutely. There is no question.
I know you do. I know you do.
Of course I do.
So that's been really fun for you. Have you had, who's your favorite interviewer so far?
You.
I know. That's why I asked you.
Oh, no. Seriously, Grace, you are the best. You truly are the best. Done shows with people from all over the country, and my God, your professionalism is so superior to 90% of these people. Most of them don't, first of all, they haven't read the book, so they're just punting, and they don't ask questions. They expect me to feed them the questions, and they they don't even ask the questions correctly. So I'm doing the old soft shoe, trying to what to say. You know,
and they don't interject. They don't interject anything or ask you one question on their own. They're like ho hum, hee ha. But that's horrible. I would be like, geez, you know, where's the question? Come on, buddy.
But the thing that's so great about you is the fact that you actually do your homework. You do research. You are prepared.
I am.
And 99% are not.
Yeah, I like to do that, you know, because it's silly if I have someone on, and especially since we do this show, it's not like a regular radio show where you had somebody on for like 10 or 20 minutes. You're going to have them on for a while, and we're talking about lives, we're talking about people's books, and that goes on.
Sure.
Or whatever, you know, and you got to know. And with Donnie and Grace, you know, I print out things that I need to know if they didn't do a book, give them to Donnie, and he doesn't read them, he throws them to the That's my boy. Anyway.
He's adorable. He's adorable.
I love him to pieces. Are you kidding? He's great.
Yeah, he's fabulous.
Yeah, I just love working with him. It makes some, you know, I do. I love Donnie very much, and you were wonderful on that. So also, you had a very exciting time. I saw pictures of it. You look great. The kids were great.
Oh, thank you.
Tell me about
you.
This. Tell us all about what happened.
Well, this is, I think, probably the most exciting thing, you know, except for getting our movie deal, is a teacher from one of the local high schools. There are two high schools that have the International Baccalaureate program, which is just like the cream of the crop. These kids are just absolutely brilliant. She read the book and she fell in love with it. And she's an English teacher in that program. And she thought the book would be great for her kids, for the kids in the program. And so she went to the principal and to all, you know, all the powers that be and told them about the book. And they've included it in their curriculum for next year.
Congrats. I think it's so great, Alex.
Is that the best?
And that so, is. I'd be so thrilled about that.
I am thrilled out of my mind. And she had me come in and talk to her current class.
Uh-huh.
And they had not read the book yet, but she filled them in and gave them a handout as to, you know, basic info about, you know, about what I was trying to say. And I spent an hour with the kids, and they just asked question after question. They were so interested in how things were when I met Joy. This was the late 60s, early 70s when it was not cool to be gay. It's not that it's so cool now. It's
exactly.
Better than it was.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's better than it was. But that was the time of Stonewall and
free love, all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And
flower power,
at that point,
the Vietnam War.
Yeah. And I explained to them that at that point, there were gay bars at that time, but there weren't that many, and it was no touch. I couldn't hold someone's hand. They could come in and arrest me.
Yes, it's legal.
A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know that. Yeah, to touch. I'm not talking sexually. I'm talking just touch.
Yeah.
Another person. They could come in and harass and just carry you away, and which I wasn't real happy about. But so when I was with Joy, it was so important to keep our relationship totally secret, because it would have destroyed her career.
And you had to be called her little sister, and your name was Rachel.
Rachel. I was her sister, Rachel. oh, God, I have so many names. Joy took me to meet her friend Joy Bishop, whom she was very close with, and she had done his show many, many times. And she took me to meet him in his office, and what a really cool guy. And she just sort of whispered to him and let him know, you know, he was one of the few people who knew about our relationship. And he says, "Oh my God, your name should be Rachel. You got to be Rachel." So from that point on, I was Rachel, her sister.
Rachel.
So, and it worked. It worked because we were both blonde. We had exactly the same color eyes. So we were able to pull it off. People bought it, which
you don't
great.
Think there was any hush-hush stuff or any, like...
No, I don't think so.
I want to ask you a question, Alex, because Tab Hunter died a few days ago, R.I.P. I saw his documentary on Netflix, and I would advise anyone, it's really a wonderful, wonderful documentary. It explains so much about being in the closet in the 50s and 60s.
Yes.
And he didn't come out. It took him a long time. And
he
finally did. But it is amazing insight into that time. And he was telling about a party that he was at with women, you know, lesbians and gay guys. And so they were raided. The cops come in because it's illegal, totally illegal. And they say, "Okay, round up these bunch of fags."
And
I said to my friend yesterday, I said, "You know, I bet a bunch of cops who go into a gay bar and would do something like that would still go round up the bunch of fags, you know?"
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Don't you think? I mean, there's so many people who don't grow, who don't understand, who don't appreciate, but it is so much better. But
it is better. But I mean, there's still an undercurrent. And it depends on where you live too, Grace. In New York, on the East Coast, where there's more sophistication, LA and San Francisco, you're not dragged out and quartered. But there are still a lot of places where gay people are beaten up.
It's even happened
killed.
Here recently in New York City. Of course, it's like, let's go to New York and beat up some fags. And
oh, sure, that's a sport.
That used to be big, but thank God that's changed. Because they'd come in Friday night. To me, that is such a sign of, what are you afraid of, kids? You know what I mean?
Yeah. What is the deal?
But why?
If you're so insecure about your own masculinity.
That's exactly what I think it is. But the question, we went a little rigmarole around, but I wanted to ask you, because I asked this of a friend of mine yesterday. And even Troy Hunter, Tab Hunter, I'm getting Troy Donahue and the T's. all that guy, Henry Wilson, he represented all of them. Rock.
Oh, sure.
Tab. Anyway, I'm thinking, because I do believe there are leading men today, romantic leading men that are gay. I know of a couple names. I'm not going to say anything alleged, but they've been out there and they marry and they have their beards still. Do you think if someone who is a romantic leading man, because, you know, this guy wrote the article, said, "Come on, guys, come out of that closet." What do you think would happen if one of these romantic leading men came out of the closet?
I think it would mess up their careers.
Me too.
Yeah, people just can't get it that acting is acting. You can act and be a totally different character. Well, so they're acting, you know, and acting like they're straight. So what's the big deal?
I don't get it.
A lot of people it just would mess them up, and they know that. So that's why they don't. I don't fault anyone.
I don't either.
Personal,
I'm totally
it's a
with
personal
them.
Personal choice.
It is.
Yeah, and
I agree.
And there are people that say, well, everybody should come out to their parents and to you know, you need to be, authentic. Well, you know. I think that's a personal choice.
100%. And I agree with them.
I didn't because it would. My parents were old school.
Yeah.
They were so old school. They were good people. They were wonderful, wonderful people. And the thing is, they were brought up thinking that this was not so cool.
That and, a sin, and a crime.
Yeah, and all this other stuff. And why, you know, I lived my own life and I had my own, you know, personal life and I had my other life. And it didn't hurt me one bit, honestly. I didn't have to prove who I was or to be authentic. But, I mean, some people may think that I should have done that or whatever, but the thing
I would,
you know, some people, some real, really staunch, it's hard to explain. But
I know what you mean, like leaders.
Yeah, some people, you know.
They say, be proud,
militant,
stop
almost militant.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the thing is, I think that it's, you know, it's your choice to do that. It's just like your choice with your body. It's your choice with whom you share your intimate
time with,
intimate facts of your life.
I agree.
You know, 100%. Now I am so out.
Well, how could yes, Alex?
Whoa.
You're gay. You're a lesbian. Oh my God!
Yeah, I'm one of those.
I'm one of those.
Oh, sorry. I hate to break it to you, Grace.
I'm shocked. Shocked. Yes.
As long as you're not appalled, I'm okay.
Please. The last thing I'd be was appalled or shocked about anybody. But I agree with you on that because there was this huge debate about radicalized sort of saying.
Yeah.
They wanted to out them. They wanted to out them. They said, we're going to start outing movie stars.
And why hurt somebody?
Exactly.
You know, I don't believe in hurting anybody for any reason.
I agree.
Don't like hurting people.
So you're out, but don't make people.
I am out, but it
not
took me
you.
A while.
I'm not talking about other people. I'm just saying.
Yeah, right.
These radicals being out. But you don't. You don't have. You're not the leading man who's making a lot of money, and this is your career. You know, these
right.
are guys who are just saying you should out yourself. Women who say you should out yourself. Why? The middle America. Maybe they're getting a little bit better, but they want their dream boats. And if they thought that they were gay,
oh, absolutely,
their career would be ruined. Still today.
And people, you know, actors, actresses that work so hard. To be able to work, number one, and not be pawed. I mean, we're talking about the Me Too action. They have to deal with that, and then they have to deal about with worrying that somebody's going to out them. My God.
It's sad.
I think it's very sad.
But it's just, but people think it would change, and I don't think it will.
A lot of people are really stuck in their beliefs, and nothing's going to change how they feel or whatever. Or I mean, maybe sometime it will, and that's another thing that I'm really happy about, Grace. I think I've told you about it, that a lot of people after reading the book have softened towards.
Yes, you told me.
Their feelings. Yeah. That blows my mind.
Well, you
and
showed two
so,
human
so there
beings.
Is hope.
Two human so, beings yeah. who fell in love. That's it.
Right.
There was nothing titillating
to do with
in
sexuality.
It.
Sexuality.
No,
yeah, it's
it was
not
just
titillating. It's not, it's a love story. It's a love story.
It's a fabulous book, and I'm so glad that they're putting that on the curriculum. I'm sure the kids loved you and that you were the best speaker.
Oh, they were great, and that's what I wanted. I really would love to be in more schools. I would love that. If I can help one kid who's bullied or one kid that's really upset, you know, upset with, you know, all the changes that kids go through, you know, determining their, you know, and understanding their sexuality, because it can really freak them out.
I know.
Especially when people say, you know, pretty terrible things.
Yeah.
They need support. And the book shows that, you know, love is love. That's the important thing.
Why don't you tell everybody how you met your love is love?
That's the cool part. I met her on the set of a terrible film called Bigfoot. It's the Stinko film of the century. Through a friend, I was able to get a wonderful part in the film as a Bigfoot monster. I was in a monkey suit. It was so low budget that they had to glue on. Well, I had the suit, which covered most of my body. Yeah. But my face and my hands were exposed, so they were spraying like black spray paint and gluing hair on my face and my hands and these fake fangs.
Like the little kid fangs, right, for Halloween?
Yeah. Oh, those cheapos, the real cheapos. And so there I was sitting in makeup with all this crap happening, and in walks the woman of my dreams. It was Joy Lansing. And I had seen her when I was a kid watching the Bob Cummings Show, or Love That Bob, or Beverly Hillbillies. And she walks in, and she is just, jaw-dropping beautiful. And she just sat down next to me while I was getting the spray paint action. And she was so nice. She's just so nice. And we became friends. And that's how it all started. And the best part of my life. Just the best part of my life, Grace.
I know. And you were so lucky to have it. And Joy was so lucky to have you.
Thank you.
I know Joy was married, but it was pretty much a marriage in name only. Was she dating someone when she met you?
Oh, yeah. She was legally separated from her husband. Mm-hmm. They were married in 1960, and they separated in 65. And Joy and I met in 69. She was living alone, and she was dating during that period. She was dating Sinatra. She was dating. And at the time that we met, she was having an affair with Sid Caesar.
Yes, and she had never, ever, ever fallen in love or had a date with a woman.
No, she absolutely wasn't. She was very straight. She's married three times. She dated a lot of different guys, and it just, the timing was just right, and it just, we just fell in love.
There was no, love is love, as you say. And did you think that frightened her a little bit?
Did she talk about
that to you?
Yeah, she did. It kind of did frighten her, like, oh, my God. But then luckily she adjusted. So it was a good thing. It was a good thing. She was just so happy. We had so much fun. We had such a great life together.
You were rescued. Is this how you happened? Because one day you went in. Because you wanted to say, hey, babe, I'm just not any gorilla. And you went in and you were all dolled up and you saw Joy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because she had seen me as the monkey, right? Mm-hmm. And she was just so wonderful. And I just, I just thought, well, let her see me how I really am. And so I got up like at 4 a.m. because we had early call because when you have a low budget film, you're working long, long hours because they didn't have that much time in the studio. They rented it by the hour, and yeah, exactly. So I got all dicky dude up, and she didn't recognize me. Obviously, I looked a little bit different.
You're totally gorgeous. Too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sweetie. She saw who I was. So that was a good thing.
And then you got a job at a go-go bar.
I was living at the Studio Club.
You were in a cage, right? Or no?
Yeah. No, there was no cage. It was that was another cheapo gig that I had. This was just this was a real dive in L.A., just a smoke-filled room, with just a seedy little bar in L.A. And a friend of mine who lived at the Studio Club had the gig, and she couldn't make it. She had to go to a birthday party or something. She asked me if I wanted to do it. I said, sure. So I got the bikini. I got the whole bit. And I called Joy, and I said, Joy, because we've become really good friends. I said, I have this wonderful job. I'm a go-go dancer. Do you think you and Sid can come and visit? And she said she would. She was going to try. So there I am on this cheapo stage, you know, elevated, and they had chairs around, Ick. Right? Like piano bar, okay, no piano. Just,
no.
Yeah, so there I am in this bikini, dancing away with the boots and the bikini, and she walks alone with amazing. She had full makeup, just so glamorous, just like movie star glamorous, and walks in and sits down right in front of me, and I just about died. And
could you still go-go when she was there?
I go-goed my brains out. and suddenly on comes My Girl, The Temptations.
Mm-hmm.
The tune, and there I am dancing away, and our eyes met, and then it was just like I was just dancing for her.
Yeah.
And she just, you know, it was just magic. And then at the end of the tune, she sort of signals me, and I lean down, and she says, "You don't belong here. Let's get out of here." So I left.
Bye, go-go, Joy. Hello, Joy.
Yeah. I split. That was the end. That was the end of that gig, but I didn't care.
And that was the beginning. And you
that was the beginning of our that was the beginning of our relationship.
And you never left.
I never left. We were there. I was with her for almost 4 years.
Did you ever get like sick of her 24 hours kind of thing? Like
never,
really?
never. No, I mean all we did was talk. We never stopped talking, and we had so many adventures, which I talk about in the book. I mean, a lot of them were kind of scary, but our life was never dull.
No, but they drank a lot of coffee and
lots of coffee and food
and talked about food a lot.
Yeah, right. So we didn't go to parties. I mean, we had to be very discreet. So we just had a very quiet life together. We'd go out to lunch and to dinner. And she was very close with her ex-husband, who was
Stan.
Stan. And Stan was very big, a big part of our time together. We'd have meals with him. And when she became ill, things were tough. And he was very helpful at that time, and we ended up living together. And he was a good friend, a lousy husband.
Yeah.
How's that?
That's good.
Yeah, he was just a lousy husband, but he was a good friend to me and to Joy.
He was.
It worked out.
Yes. What was amazing to me was later on you told me that Stan asked you a certain question. And the question was?
The question was, were you and Joy, this was after Joy died. This was probably a year or so after she died. And he said, you know, I just want to ask you a question. Were you and Joy more than friends? I mean, we didn't flaunt anything. We were very discreet, even when we were living with him.
Right.
Yeah, sure. But I don't see how he couldn't have figured it out, because we slept together and he had his room and we had our room, but I guess.
Sisters do
some
such
people,
thing.
They just don't want, some people just don't want to know or don't want to think about things. So he questioned it, but never really considered it. But he asked me if we were more than friends. And I said, Stan, are you sure you want the answer? And he said, yeah. And I said, yeah, Joy and I were lovers. He says, I kind of thought maybe you were, but I, you know, I didn't know. And he was okay with that because he knew that she needed someone in her life. And he was aware that, that we were good together. We were good for each other. So it didn't faze him. And we stayed very good friends. And he died in 86.
You're still friends with his daughter, right?
Yes, I am. Yes. I'm very good friends with her. She's a very dear friend. Very, very supportive and very kind.
I want to ask this.
She's the one who encouraged me to write the book.
Well, thank you, Stan Stalker, because it's a fabulous yes. book. Now encourage
thank
people
you.
To read it. More people to read it. And please, if anyone, you know, hears this, I am going, I'm kind of her manager. Not yet. I'm calling
it. Yes,
that.
You are. Yes, you are.
I am on this, but I'm saying her book is great. It would be, you think Tab and Tony's great. You got to get Joy and Rachel. It'll be a great, great movie. Incredible. Honestly, it'd be loving, funny, and a heart wrencher, but it would be the best book, a movie. I want to ask you this about Rachel, not Rachel, but Joy. I don't think I ever asked you this one. The times were changing big time. So Joy was the sex symbol in the sex symbol era of 1950s, early 60s. And, you know, it was a certain style, you know, like Marilyn or Mamie Van Doren or Jane Mansfield or something. How did she feel about the new wave of sort of method actors, women who are not bombshells, weren't popular anymore, the bombshell kind of person? It was more hippie stuff, method acting, all that other stuff. Did she ever discuss that with you, feeling out of that?
She was trying to. She, in fact, before I met her, she actually attended the Actors Studio.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know how long she did, but she did, and she was really a very good actress. She didn't have much of a chance to, you know, show her acting chops, but because she was pretty much typecast.
You know, I liked her, and wasn't she in A Hole in the Head?
She was in Hole in the Head. She was in
Divorce American. No, that was with Dick Van Dyke. It was the other.
Yeah,
one.
She was in. She
Marriage
was in Marriage
Around.
On the Rocks. Marriage on the Rocks. And who was that lady with Barbara Nichols?
She was great. I love Barbara Nichols. She was another one of those ladies.
Yeah, she was one of the Kugel sisters with Barbara Nichols, the two bimbettes. It was very, very funny. It's a good film. Very good. She was also in A Touch of Evil, and Hillbillies on the Haunted House. And she had one really great. She had a great scene in that film because she was an excellent singer.
Yes, and, she was.
She was really good. In fact, I found a lot of her masters. You know, she did recordings, and so I'm trying to figure out a way to actually make a CD of her music.
Because it's like
so you, good.
It's like you said, it's like pre-MTV.
Oh, yeah.
They're
doing dancing,
all this other stuff. It's very interesting to see. I didn't know anybody did that then.
Yeah, the Sculpitones, it was a machine, a big box that they put into bars and restaurants, and you put in, I don't know, it was a quarter or 50 cents or whatever, and you could watch your favorite singer.
Wow.
On film. It was on 16 millimeter film.
I saw a couple of hers. They were very, very nice.
You know,
and she can sing.
She can sing, but those you can see all these things on YouTube. I just put in Sculpitone or put in Joy Lansing,
you know,
and you can see them. They're so bad. They're great.
I want to ask you, and you can tell the audience
what?
About your recent adventure, because a lot of people might not know, because I didn't know, that Joy, in an episode, was Superman's wife.
Yes, she was. She was Mrs. Superman. In fact, she was slated to be a regular on the show, and then George died. George Reeves died.
Oh, he was still... I didn't know he was still playing Superman when he died. Yikes.
Or something happened. All I know is that I read some publicity stuff saying that she was going to be on the show, and there was something that happened, and she didn't. But there was a wonderful luncheon called The Adventure Continues, and people from the show and people, devotees of the show, a gentleman by the name of Jim Nolte, put on this wonderful luncheon in L.A., and I was invited, and they were honoring, what's her name?
Lois Lane?
Yeah, Lois Lane and Jim Olsen, who had recently, both of them had recently passed away.
Yeah, they lived a long, long time.
Yeah, they did. And so it was a wonderful luncheon, and, Superboy was there. Gerard Christopher. I mean, he's gorgeous. He is truly a gorgeous guy.
Was that a new movie or a new episode called Superboy?
No, this was a long time ago. He was Superboy in something. Huh. And it just, I mean, he is really drop-dead handsome. And you would like him. I'm serious. He is a good-looking guy. And, some of the writers from the old show were there. These people are just so devoted to the old Superman.
And I had
a great time.
I love that they invited you as Joy's partner. You know, that
they're a class act. These people are wonderful. And to be acknowledged is really nice. It's really nice.
And you've done some other shows, right, where you've gotten together, like with collectors and things like that, and you met some great people.
Oh, yeah. The Hollywood Collectible Show. That was a few months ago in L.A. at the Westin at the airport, and I'm doing another one. It's coming up. It's the last weekend of July at the Westin again at the airport, and it's the Hollywood Collectible Show, and there are probably about 60 or 70 celebrities who will be there. Robert Wagner will be there.
Oh, my goodness.
Joseph John. Oh, big people, some biggies. And the last one, Loni Anderson was there.
How's she
and
look?
Joan Collins. Oh, she looks fabulous. She's fabulous.
Joan Collins from Cagney and Lacey in Dark Shadows?
I'm sorry?
Who, Joan Collins?
Joan Collins.
Oh, Joan Collins. Wow.
Dame Joan Collins.
How was that? Was she like...
it was very funny because they had Joan Collins sitting at a table right next to Loni Anderson, and that didn't go over very well.
Who? Were they both angry? They were both mad.
Joan Collins wasn't thrilled being next to her, so she had to be moved. Serious, I am. So
girl
serious.
Power. Yeah. Well, that sounds like Joan.
So she was moved, and because what they do is they're selling photos.
Yeah.
Or they're selling photos with them. You can have someone take a picture, and it's like, I can't remember what Joan Collins is, like $60 or something, to have a photo taken with her.
How'd she look?
Lovely.
Mm-hmm. Well, she wears a lot of makeup and always wears wigs. Was her young hubby with her?
I didn't see him. I didn't see him. No, she looked good. She looked very good.
And Loni looked lovely.
Oh, Loni is lovely. I had met her a few years ago with one of my many varied careers. I was a chauffeur bodyguard. So I was her bodyguard when she was in Phoenix doing a book signing for her, you know, her book. Mm-hmm. And so I drove, I was with her for, God, 4 or 5 days. And she's just a delightful person. So it was really nice seeing her.
It seems like she would be down to earth. And I'm totally she not. Is. I'm not shocked about Joan. Where did they end up putting her?
Oh, they put her in with the other vendors where I was. She was at the very beginning. When you'd walk in, she was at the entryway.
And she really didn't like have anybody next to her.
No, she did not. She did not.
She'd want especially, the Wolf Boys or something there.
any glamorous woman, she didn't want to be near. So that was too bad.
That's a shame.
Not too bad.
At this point in someone's life. But that was her whole life, being the glamour boy. So, and,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's still very glamorous. She's still lovely. So, but this next show should be really spectacular, and I'm looking forward to it. I'll be there. Can you come, Grace?
When is it? In 3 weeks?
Yeah, the end of July.
I wish I could.
27th, 28th, and 29th. I'll be there for Friday night is just
setting up and chilling.
Setting up and stuff. And then Saturday's the big day. And lots of people will be there. And people, who collect memorabilia from these people.
I would so love to get Robert Wagner on the show, but he would never come on.
Why? You never know.
He did a great book about Hollywood stuff, but he still has that stuff. They're still talking about the Natalie and him after all these years. And I would promise him I wouldn't ask him about it, but I still don't think he'd come on.
If I can get close enough to talk to him, I'll see if I can talk to him about it.
Mm, tell him I'm swell.
Oh, well, you are swell. You are wonderful. You are wonderful, Grace.
So are you. You're good.
You're my BFF.
You're my BFF.
Yes, so it works.
So don't forget, that when you become famous,
You'll be right there.
Of course.
Hello. You'll be right there.
I'll be your bodyguard. I can't be your chauffeur because I don't drive. That's a New Yorker. I'm a New Yorker.
That's okay. You don't have to. No, you'll be there. You'll be there, Grace. Not to worry.
Yes.
You'll be there. So, you're my bud.
You my bud. Anyway, what else would you like to talk about?
I'm trying to think. I've had quite a bit of caffeine, so my brain should be working.
Give the name of your book again, because it's fabulous.
That's always a good thing to talk about, Grace. Thank you. The name of the book is Joy Lansing, J-O-I, Lansing, as in Michigan. Joy Lansing, A Body to Die For, A Love Story. And it's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and your local bookstore can always get it for you. It's hardback, soft cover.
It's a good
audio book and ebook.
Wow. That's a lot
so
of books.
So everything.
I love reading
it. Yeah, it's a lot of books.
I liked reading it. A lot of times, I tell people, I skip pages, but I didn't skip pages on yours. It was so good.
Thank you.
It's that good, you guys.
That means so much.
Yeah, it's a really good book. And, Joy, Alex, they only had those 4 short years. They did not break up. How they ended up not being together is the heartbreaking part.
Yeah, that's the tough part. But I don't want your listeners to think that the story is downer, because
it is not at all.
I deliberately made sure that it was like a roller coaster, because our life was a roller coaster. Yeah, there were great moments and sad moments.
Like life.
Everybody's life.
Yes.
Like life. This, it's just.
It's a positive book. That part broke my heart, of course. But there are funny moments where you laugh out loud. things that you go, oh, wow. Another time where you go, more coffee? And then, you know, there's all sorts of thoughts.
And more food.
Yes, the food. I'm licking my chops and I'm going, boy, yeah. I want some of the grub. So you'll have all sorts of emotions, but it is by no means a downbeat book. It is an excellent book. And I have told everyone I know about it and mentioned you and how great the book was and how great you are. And it really is, you guys. And we need to get this into a movie. And like our John, hopefully they're working on that screenplay for him. He was my second guest.
Oh, I hope so.
For his wonderful book on, what was there?
Barbara Payton.
Barbara Payton. Boy, oh boy, that's a great book. And what a
life. John is wonderful. John is a fabulous writer.
He really is a great writer.
Yeah.
So are you. I mean, this is the first time you wrote a book. It was amazing. And you got everybody into the story. It was like you were talking to us. We were all with you, like you were reading it to us. That's how I felt. And it was fabulous.
Oh, thank you, Grace.
You are so welcome.
Yeah, you're definitely my manager. Definitely. Oh my God! From your mouth to God's ears on the film. We've got to get it. It's got to be a film.
It will be. I just have a feeling.
It will be.
I really do. Anyway, Alex, I think this is our time to close, but it was a really, thank you for coming on. You answered a lot of questions that you didn't answer before, and we get some new stuff, and I'm very happy about your curriculum. The book is Curriculum at That School, and I'm very happy about you going to these meet and greets, and thanks for the scoop on Joan Collins.
Heavy on the dirt. Yeah, my pleasure.
It was a wonder. You were great, as usual.
Oh, thank
Fabulous.
You.
Fabulous. Get her book, Joy Lansing, A Body to Die For, A Love Story. You will love it. Love it. I guarantee. Look at all those 5 stars. And they're verified purchases. So check it out. And keep looking out for Alex, because that movie's going to be being made very soon.
Thank you, Grace. Thank you. I love being on your show. It's always wonderful, and you are the best.
And you are a great guest. And thank you for coming on when I was just miss 1-2 episode. I'm thrilled. And thank you.
You rock.
Thanks, John.
You rock.
For introducing me to Alex. So, okay, everybody, thank you for listening. I will be back soon with another episode of True Stories or Tales from Tinseltown. True Stories. I wanted Tales. True Stories from Tinseltown. So thanks, everybody. And thank you, Alex. I love you.
I love you too.
Bye, everybody.
I give her all my love. That's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me everything and tenderly. The kiss my lover brings, she brings to me. And I love her. A love like ours could never die. As long as I have you near me, bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her. Thank you. bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her.